Blog Talk Radio.
Have time to knock out, you know what I'm saying?
Still want you. Yes, I do, yes, I do.
Somebody, you're mad.
For using a friend's address so her son could go to a better school.
Right.
So
yeah,
I'm trying
I
to figure out, you know, the logic in those two things because
right.
It seemed like to me, like, you know, when it comes to the court system, like black folks got their own court system and rules and regulations for the same crime that a white person could commit, apparently the same laws do not apply. I have never understood that.
Right.
But it seems the way it go in America allow it. They keep letting it go on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's gonna continue to happen when somebody say something about it, do something about it or act a fool one.
Right.
I don't know what they want us to do. I really don't know what they want us to do, but it's a thing. And it's crazy as hell to me that she would only get 14 goddamn days. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got 14 days. Shit, that'd have been me. You'd have gave me 14 years, maybe life. You know
For real.
It's crazy. Craziness in the world. Okay, and Nicki Minaj say she retiring from rapping, okay?
She is ready
to start her family.
So? Right. Well, she's ready for the
question.
Family.
I want to ask you guys: do you think she's serious about retiring? And she said she wants to start a family. She wants to retire to start a family. So, do you think she's already pregnant? I don't know. So, okay, Snipe, do you think she's really gonna retire?
Oh man. No, I do not think she's really going to retire. You know, she might take time off, which certain people do that all the time. And people ain't retired. You know what I'm saying? We used to hear the thing with Jay-Z retiring. Has he retired? We don't even know. You see what I'm saying? So as far as being a rapper and all that, she's not going to retire. Never.
Yeah.
Until she can't fucking get no song played no more, can't get nobody to love her no more. Then you're retired. Until then, she ain't retired. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't understand why she couldn't do it like Cardi B and just, you know, have a baby and be a mom and still rap. You ain't got your career back to die because you have a baby. You know what I mean?
Right.
Unless
it's
just wanna
crazy.
Do other things, you know what I'm saying? She want to do other things, and that's cool because you had your run. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you
like
had
staying
your
run, rapping. Your lifespan of rapping ain't that long, so you got other things you want to do. Okay, yeah, retire. But if you just saying that just because other people don't pop on the scene and you can't come back at them, you know what I'm saying? Don't say you retire now. You know what I'm saying? That's supposed to come anyway with the game. You're supposed to stand strong and fight these people off and, you know what I'm saying, some songs will come on and start to make music till music can't be made no more.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Okay, Ms. Nat, what you think? You think she's going to retire?
Well, you know, first off, I want to make it very known that Nicki has said this a long time ago, that she, you know, that was her dream was to have kids, you know, and get married, have a family, and when that time came, she would do this. So I'm not really surprised that she's saying she's going to, like, retire because she's definitely brought this up before. And now I guess that she's found this love, her old boyfriend, and they got the marriage license and there's speculation of her being pregnant and, you know, she's putting it all out there. They're in love and together, whatever. I'm not surprised by it. But on the other side, you know, Nicki has been acting very irrational ever since there's been other females that have came on the scene. And honestly, you know, her head was so pumped up. I think her team also had a hand in that to where, you know, really she really thought that there would never be a day that would come when there would be some other female rapper out here that can actually challenge her. And I think that now that the reality has set in that she's not the only one, she's been acting crazy, irrational, popping off, doing the absolute most. So I think the time frame of this is a little bit strange. I don't really think she'll really sit down. I mean, I know that she has her Queen Radio, which is getting ready to go to TV, if I'm not mistaken, and some other projects she has. So the money really isn't an issue. But, I mean, look at everybody who said they was going to retire. Lil Wayne was going to retire. Jay-Z was going to retire. They all had albums out since then. So she may think that she's going to retire, but I honestly think she's going to sit down for a while and then eventually she'll pop up. But I do think that with all of the drama that's been going on with the female rappers that she's involved in and the, her and Cardi B and everybody else that's coming out, I think that this has a little bit to also do with it as well.
Okay. Mm. And, just to, like, comment on what you said about her feeling that nobody was able to challenge her because they would not let nobody else in the gate. I've seen plenty of females way better than Nicki Minaj at rapping and they write their own stuff. They write their shit.
Right.
So it's been a lot of females. I hope she do retire. I hope she do so somebody else can get in there because there's a lot of talented females lyrically.
It really is.
Just bury her. Like, bury her body. Body. So, I'm just interjecting. But go ahead, Sergeant Rock, what do you think?
Well, you know what I'm saying? This is just my two cents. Looking at me acting like Kwame. This is my two cents.
I know, right?
This is just my two cents. Now, on the flip side of what everybody is saying, you know, the retirement part, okay, we get it. You know what I'm saying? You want to retire because you can't function right now in the rap game, and Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion and the City Girls and all these people, you know, they pretty much got the rap game on lock, you know what I'm saying? So what do? You retire. Okay, so what? You retire.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, keep in mind now, you know, Nicki Minaj was all right. But it wasn't like she was that good for a motherfucker to be like, oh, no, Nicki, don't retire. Oh, please.
Right.
Oh, no, the game needs you and all this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she wasn't that good. And truth be told, I'm tired of all these female rappers coming out, hollering about they write they shit, and they got ghostwriters. You know what I'm saying? Cardi B has got ghostwriters. Ain't no telling Megan Thee Stallion probably has ghostwriters. You know what I'm saying? City Girls, they probably got somebody writing their shit for them. You know what I'm saying? It is hard for a female to get on in a rap game anyway. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't mind you having a ghostwriter, but don't come out, you know what I'm saying, talking about you write your own lyrics and then it pop up that you don't, because now you're a fraud. You know what I'm saying? So you want to retire from the rap game. Okay, so what? You know what I'm saying? Like, really? You know what I'm saying? Like, so fucking what? Like, Nicki Minaj is retiring from the rap game. Okay, so? You know what I'm saying? Like, Cardi B and, you know, Megan Thee Stallion and all these, you know, girls got the rap game on lock right now. You can't get in, so we get it, all right? Now, the starting the family and all that shit, I get that shit too. You know what I'm saying? Because eventually it's going to get to the point where you're not going to want to rap as much as you, you know, would like to. And you're going to want to start a family. Or she has mentioned, you know, like Miss Nack said, you know what I'm saying, she been wanting to start a family and settle down and have a baby and all this shit, you know what I'm saying? So I get that shit too. But I think it's going to come a time where Nick is going to get hot again, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, I think she's doing this. I think she's bowing out the game to see how far the rest of the girls are going.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I do too. I do too.
And then, you know what I'm saying, when the rest of the girls fall off, then she's going to feel like she can come back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because she's going to feel like she's worth it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So, you know, I think it's kind of playing out in that aspect also, you know what I'm saying? But as far as her retiring from the rap game, she's not going to retire. She's going to get hot again and come back. And I still say, you retiring from the game, so fucking what? You know what I'm saying?
I want to interject real quick on what Rock just said, because it made me think about something. I watched this interview that Missy had did right after she had won the Michael Jackson Vanguard Award. and it was with Sway. And she had made a comment that really made me think, because she was talking about, like, the lack when it comes to in the industry amongst females, and not just females, but artists in general, is, you know, them being humble. And she had made a point to say that, which I thought was kind of funny, because it kind of seemed like, you know, she was kind of pointing her finger to certain situations that had happened probably between Nicki and other people. But she had said that, you know, Rock had mentioned how she might be playing somewhat of a game, kind of laying low for a little bit, trying to see how far these other female rappers go, and then eventually kind of seeing if she can kind of slide back in or whatever. But Missy had made a point to say, you know, that, you know, a lot of these rappers are so, they're not humble anymore. It's all about them, 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 them. And then it gets down to the point that after all these years have passed and you've quit, you know, putting albums out or whatever, you're forgotten. And that's why people like Aretha or Michael, Prince, and all these other artists, they, you know, they don't have to even put an album out. And 20 years later, they are still legends because of the way they carried themselves while they were actually in the industry. And with Nicki, she shouldn't have to even play that game. If she was as tough as she portrays herself to be, then her music will speak for itself. The type of character she has will speak for itself. But see, she can't afford to play that game, because if she plays that game, she's going to be long forgotten years down the line. And whenever she tries to slide back in the shit, ain't nobody going to be checking for her because of everything
because
that
nobody
she's done.
Really wanted her there in the first place.
Right.
She took the seat, and they built her from scratch. They built that bitch from scratch. They was not going
to
lose money on her. Yeah, she was going to be the only female rapper because they spent some money on that hoe. You hear me?
And the whole thing about it, the way that she's been conducting herself, especially with Cardi and everything, it's like, girl, you ain't have to even do that. You've been Nicki. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of who like you and who don't like you, don't like your music, you still have established yourself in this game. No matter what anybody want to say, you still Nicki Minaj regardless.
Yep.
So all them shenanigans and all of the hate, I remember when all these females who weren't relevant, who were trying to, you know, build these careers, they were coming out talking about how Nicki stopped their bag or whatever. And I'm like, well, shit, we been heard that. Kim been said that. Remy been said that. Everybody had already been said that. So when everybody else started coming out with these similar stories, it's like, dang, girl, you so scared about somebody else's success, that shouldn't bother you because you've been holding this shit down all the damn time. So now the way you acting, it makes you look like a damn hater. For real,
mm-hmm.
when it hasn't even been necessary. So it's like, I think in the long run, starting with the recent shit, she's messing her own self up. And I think now she's kind of back to up against the wall. It's like, okay, what do I do now? Because ain't nobody really checking for Nicki. For real.
It shocked her. Because they let Cardi B in.
Okay.
But they let Cardi B in because she was on Love and Hip Hop and she was fire on Love and Hip Hop because the bitch crazy. She ain't got good sense. So, of course, they were going to, you know, promote her and get her out there as much as they could. And she didn't understand how this little nothing in her eyes got through the gate because nobody was able to get through the gate.
Right. And then you think about all the countless females in the rap game right now, and all of them are basically rapping different type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You mean to tell me they can't get on? You know what I'm saying? They can't get a deal. They can't get sponsorship and all this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But you let Nicki have it all. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So Nicki's like, well, I got all I need anyway, you know what I'm saying? You know, okay, rap game, goodbye. And so fucking what? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, shit, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Nobody really cares that Nicki Minaj is retiring.
Mm-mm.
Nobody really cares.
Nobody cares.
No.
Like,
no.
Please retire.
I don't think
nobody
so.
Do care.
Because
no.
You ain't
okay.
No love.
the guy, hey, Rue, you got a little something you want to put on top of it?
I mean, look, I don't know Nikki, so I ain't going to speculate on what Nikki's thinking, what Nikki's doing, her reason behind none of that. I wasn't really fucking with Nikki in the first place, man. She not, I mean, she was the shit for her time.
Right.
But
right.
Let's look at the history of hip-hop, man. Only one chick get to shine at a time. That's just how it's always been. Then they bring somebody in there younger, move her out the way. That's how it's always been. You get your time,
right.
You get your run. You know, you go all the way back far as you want to go. Eve had a moment. You know what I'm saying?
Mother,
Lil' Kim had her moment. You know, Foxy
right.
didn't quite get a moment, but she was almost getting a moment. You know what I mean? It's
right.
like you only,
right.
only let one person really shine for a minute for us females in hip-hop. You know, that's just how shit go. Secondly, the word retire mean different things for different people. We all poor. We ain't got no millions
right.
of dollars and shit. We ain't got
right.
no yachts and no big-ass houses. We ain't getting no residuals for motherfucking 2007 albums and shit. Rappers,
right.
music people, man, when they say retire, they don't mean that. They just mean they ain't going to be in the studio every day no more. They going to always
right.
make music. If you make music, if you write, if you do whatever, when you 60, man, you might turn on your little computer or whatever they got once you get to be 60 and write you a couple of rhymes, make you a couple of beats, man. You might put something out on the low or something like that. But that's
right.
what we mean to music. Or you might not even put it out. You might just have a little party and play some shit for your friends. Let them see you still relevant. So it's like the whole thing is different, man. I don't get all into the like, bitch, man, them butt implants, man, whoa out. She might just want to sit down and give her ass a rest or something. Y'all look
right.
into it, man. You know, them motherfuckers been rocking to concerts and shit. They've been hanging out the bottom of pants and shit. I mean, I really think something to me. You know, it's like keeping it 100. They looking for the next buffoon. Nikki was a buffoon. She was a clown. You know, female rappers don't get on content. They get on buffoonery. You know,
right.
like, you know, if your music all right, man, and you gonna show your ass, we gonna promote you, man. We want people to see a stupid black bitch making music.
Right.
You know,
this
stupid black bitch. You know, Queen La, man, is one of the rare exceptions, man. You know, a female that did her shit. Eve, I don't know how she squeezed into a talk show or something, man, but she done slid in there, man, for us like being successful as a female coming up out of hip hop. They don't really let
right.
females do that. So, you know, if she want to retire, do her shit, man, Nikki was the shit for a long time. That's what everybody forget, man. Like,
yeah, she had a
run. 11 years is a run.
Right.
You know? For
right.
a female in hip hop, man, to be on the top sitting up there for 11 years is a long time.
And be the
so
only one?
Yeah. Let her get married, man, to her child molesting boyfriend that everybody keep tripping off of.
Oh,
let her do
man.
Shit, man. I mean, sometimes you get tired of Twitter. You know, when you fall back, Twitter is less irrelevant, man. You know, social media is less relevant when you fall back. Your name ain't always out there. You can just chill, do your shit. You know?
Right, right.
I mean, that's my thing. I don't know Nikki, man. I don't know what Nikki thinking. I don't judge Nikki on none of that shit because Nikki might got a master plan. You know, Nikki might drop a retirement album. You know what I'm saying? That'd be their shit. Or something like that. I don't know what the fuck that bitch doing, but, you know, more power to her. You know, you did your thing, sister, for your wives. You got your million. I ain't going to critique you. Do your thing.
Okay.
That's okay. all I can
Word.
Say about that shit.
Okay.
Trill.
I knew what you was going to say anyway, but... Okay. So, I'm going to move it right along here. And... Yeah, for real. Now, listen. Okay. You know how you have friends of the opposite sex or whatever, and it's always one of those friends that want to be more than friends. And you could potentially have to walk them back down to the friend zone because they continuously want to leave that place. And it's not, you know, if you're not feeling that, you done told a person that shit over and over and over, and yet they still find themselves walking away from that zone. How do you handle that situation and still try to remain friends? Or can you remain friends if this person cannot see it like it should be?
Wow.
So I'm going to start with the guy, Hey Root, on that one.
Look, man, if you a female, dude got at you on some trying to get in your draw shit, y'all never friends. He just looking for the door to crack open or a window to crack open or something.
Mm-hmm.
He always on that. That's what he on. Y'all can't be friends. Y'all not never going to be friends. You got to just cut that off, or if he do shit for you or he help you move and do the friend shit, then, you know, suck that shit up. You know, like, act like you don't see that shit. I done got some accidental coochie pictures from some friends. I just act like I didn't see that shit. I don't say, wow. I don't even see that shit. You know, I ain't got to tell you. My actions will show you, because that talk opened the door for you to express yourself. You know, and if it gets to be too much, we just can't be cool. You know, I just look like, man, I just stop fucking with you, period. Figure it out.
Okay. All right, Sergeant
Rock. I mean, you know, that's kind of like, you know, a touchy situation, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't not want to be friends with somebody, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, if they're pushing the issue, you know what I'm saying, then you just have to come out and tell them, you know what I'm saying, and let that be that, you know what I'm saying? Because it was never a problem for a female to tell me, you know what I'm saying, Sergeant Rock, you know, you got to back off a little bit. I don't like you like that and blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, we still friends, but, you know, I'm not fucking with you like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
you know,
right.
that's nipped in the bud. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't fucking with you like that. And then that is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, later on they come back, you know what I'm saying, wanting to do something or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Still keep it cordial. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything doesn't have to be a knockdown, drag out, or a fist fight or an argument. You know what I'm saying? You just come out and tell them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. No, I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, we still cool and everything. You know what I'm saying? But as far as relationship-wise, you know what I'm saying, we ain't going to get into that. You know what I'm saying? And you just have to tell them. Because like I said, it was never a problem for a female to tell me that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, it is what it is. Trill.
Hey, look, I forgot that part of it. Look, I'm going to keep it 100. If I want to fuck, you don't want to fuck, then I'm out. You waste my time sitting around.
Right.
Like a nigga sitting in a restaurant with no money, just watching food.
Right.
Can't buy nothing. Can't eat nothing. Nigga just lying. It's a waste of time. I ain't fucking with you. Playing muscle. That's part of it, too. So I just wanted to add that, man. You know, excuse my interruption.
Right.
My little moment.
Nah, you good.
Shit, you know.
Okay, Miss Nat.
Oh, God, girl. I've been in that situation a few good times. On both sides, honestly, but a few times. But, you know, it's one of those things. Like, I've always been, I have, like, a predominantly male family, so I've always been around men. Even like growing up, I've always had more male friends than I've had female friends, only because I feel like females can be real petty, catty, etc. And now it seems like, you know, around me, the men are worse than the damn females when it comes to the pettiness and shit. But with that being said, though, you know,
wow.
I've had I had a particular male friend who I've had to cut off because of that. And, you know, in a perfect world, I would have loved to continue to be his friend. But, you know, but in reality, it don't work like that because we on two separate pages. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And also, I feel like, you know, because they do like me to a certain extent or want to sleep with me, you know, either or, you know, I feel like if me or you are ever alone or even with a group of people, if I feel like if I look at you a certain way or if I say certain things to you, you're going to twist that around in your own head to make you believe that I may have the same feelings for you too because you just so gung-ho on trying to get with me or sleep with me or whatever. So it just causes a lot of problems. It tends to be a little bit of a, you know, uncomfortable type of situation. But, you know, in a perfect world, I don't want to lose a friend over something like that. But at the end of the day, I would have to, like, step away from everything, you know, because it just there's no way in hell we're going to be friends. And honestly, you're not even looking at me as your friend. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be friends with me. Just like the guy, Heyru, said, you ain't trying to be friends. If you're trying to sleep with me, you ain't trying to be my friend. You're trying to sleep with me. You know what I'm saying? That's two separate things.
So if
I'm not on that same page with you, then I have no business even really being around you and knowing that you feel that way about me and I don't.
Right.
Right.
Okay, Snipe?
Hey, man. It's like this, y'all. Do not become a pest or I'm going to have to cut you off with the rest. That's how it goes. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to walk you down to continue to talk to you and shit. Like, don't be trying to make no sudden moves. If I told you, look, man, we cool. I fucked with you, but I don't want to fuck with you like that. Hey, if you can't hear, I can't make you hear. You know what I'm saying? If you can't hear, I don't give a fuck if you can't or not. I'm going to cut you off. That's how it goes. I don't need to be going on to no bullshit on, I had to cut this person off. Hey, man, this person goddamn doing the most. This motherfucker showing up to my crib, doing the most, trying to see who in my crib, talking about we friends, but trying to slide in, doing the next. It's like when you start becoming a pest, dog, it's like the worst. Like, I don't need to be going through none of that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We cool. Like, you my friend. When you say you my friend, it's different rules and regulations to friends. And you being a fuck thing or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Friends fuck with each other to probably, like, I hope to end. We always hope that. But when you start sliding in, seeing the creases in the crack, oh, this nigga might be down. I might get him. Oh, nah. We ain't going like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you know straight off. And shit, I done been down like that. So I know how it is. You know what I'm saying? It's just like that. It's just real like that.
That's what's up.
Damn.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, look, to piggyback on that, right, here's a question, same thing, because it can go for the fellas or the ladies. If a dude walk up to you, say, how you doing, y'all start talking, you know where he coming from, you tell a dude you got a man, or you don't tell him you got a man, you get a dude your number, like, how you not expect that? Or the same thing, if a female tell you she got a man, and you still get her number, like, how you not expect that?
Yeah, I agree with that.
A person that do that, obviously, is not trying to be your friend. They trying to be your fuck buddy. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's like, real. I was in a group on Facebook back in the day, man, and I asked that same question. Any dude, like, motherfucker, be honest. All the dudes on this motherfucking show right now, if you honest, if you meet a female and you say, what's up, how you doing? She say, I got a man. You say, oh, it's cool. I ain't really tripping off of that. Exchange numbers. In your mind, that's the green light. Like, it ain't.
Okay.
That's how it go.
Okay. Did we get everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, y'all, we're going to pause right here for just 1 minute, and then we're going to come back and either we're going to get into a topic or we're going to play this game. I do want to – we got three ciphers over here, and I did want to kind of take a peek at them. I don't know if we're going to have time. Maybe we should do that now. We got three ciphers here, and
what I wanted to do was see which of the three ciphers was the best of the three.
Ooh.
And okay. It's from King
Okay,
Alibis.
You played one last week, right? You played one last week, right?
I did. Oh,
okay.
I played one last week.
Well,
on the after hours. We played one last week. And so this is Team Aloysius. They're from Alabama, you guys. So this is the first cipher. We're going to get into it right now. And then we'll come back and chit-chat about it and see how you felt about the rappers on this first cipher. Here we go.
Team Aloysius is representing for the C town. Just a couple of niggas putting down, not fucking around. Stepping the game up in the business, so what the fuck you claiming? Everybody catching feelings over social media about their opinions. Nigga, it's your opinion, but ain't getting paid over, so why catch feelings? Some may be great, some may be dumb. Only thing I'm working on is a big lump sum. So forgive me when I step aside to watch these clown niggas. Yeah, I got your back, but lie behind the scene, niggas. Soon as your level switch up, nigga, they switch up. Then unfriend your own FB, so the fuck what? Just trying to hide what bitch assness they got inside. It's in your blood, but definitely not mine. So miss me with the pressure as I take it as a blessing. While your fuck ass take it as a lesson. I ain't got time to be fucking stressing. You're a man like I am, so pay more attention for what you want and how you gotta get it, nigga. The older I get, the fucking less feelings, nigga. The nigga start pitting as you did your own deck, making it easier to spend your own check. Oh, you gotta love it. Oh, you gotta love it. Jones, Alabama, and this, you know what it is. Look, from poverty to paradise in a matter of time. I spit the truth and you can tell it in every line. I set the bar and you can hear it in every rhyme. I've been a vet so you can say I'm ahead of my time. Mention my name and get a pass right. While you new rappers try to live a fast life. They say you an OG when you hit 25. The first time I heard that, I was 29. Guess they come out with a new rule every day. Confused cause mama had a new dude every day. No male role model, go figure. Guess I start selling dope and robbing niggas. No food in the fridge, utilities cut off. Cause mama gotta have a life too. And when she all done hoeing and she sobered up, she begged God to send her the right dude. Fool, if you want the truth to spread, then treat it like a lie. Sit them down and say, keep this between you and I. Before you finish talking, the whole world know. It's attention over all, that's how the world go. Let's go. My folk done called me up and said, get them. No, these streets ain't been the same since she ain't been in them. I'm a different kind of nigga with a brand new agenda. Know the shit that I be spitting, it's the shit I'm really living. My mind stayed above bullshit. I ain't rapping, but they rapping about that bullshit. Consolidation got my city on that hood shit. And CBD's got these niggas on full clips. That's cause they feel like it be mandatory. And fuck them all cause my folk don't get defeated glory. They shoot us down, but how many times you seen this story? I'm on the move, so you logo rappers need to worry. This ain't no kill, but you gotta know my vision blurry. To be for real, they resurrect me from the cemetery. It's like we live, yeah, sometimes this shit get really scary. I pray to God that he got me so I have no fear. Just know the end is near, and hell, I see it clear. Cha-cha-cha. King of the Bama. Look, try assassinate my character. I ain't acting. Show the strap on the K like it came with a jacket. Buy a K for your head if they break it in plastic. New face of Alabama got me feeling like Cassius. Down rapper said my name. I ain't clapping back on the song. I'm bringing a rack to your home. Put me in the booth, I'm like Shaq in the zone. I never discuss cheese when the rat's on the phone. Look, and I ain't need Q Miller. Hey, your team walking dead, it's a new thriller. Pussies got Cinderella in them. 12 a.m. at midnight, I bet the shoe fit them. Yeah, new face Alabama. Niggas think they potheads, just rated born the poster. Smoking that Lufarigno, mint green with a strong odor. All it take is one hit, guarantee you won't be sober. Killing that bullshit like Kyrie, running Delaware Dover. ATL, y'all had a hell of a run, it's coming to its closure. Columbus coming to claim Georgia.
move the fuck over. All these niggas in tight pants turning up with the same image I'm enraged. I feel like renegade. How the fuck they let these lanes in it? What I ask the streets? What happened to the seat? These niggas rapping sweet. No limit to my artistry. I'm Master P with this masterpiece. A lot of niggas is nice. I'm way better. That's just how it is. I'm cold. Having Mr. Mayweather more than Pacquiao did. Holla at the kid. Philosophical hooper hustler. Baby mama fucker. The Buddha lover. Stay blind on that hubba bubba. It's like that. They beat like Tina Turner. Now watch me fight that. You try to choke me like anime in a liminal way that we fight back. They bounce that. Roy, Chris, Brandon, German. Just send out an influence of the tree. We all gifted. It's like Christmas around this motherfucker. We ain't like these other suckers. We really snapping. Bunch of niggas getting rich off of mic. We like the taxes. Get your ass to the back, my nigga, if you ain't about action. Cause that's what we really need, boy. We out here lacking. Look, they killing our brothers, women, even our children. We need less arguments and more constructive building. I love my people. I'm out here rapping for all y'all. Throw my arms straight up and I make sure that my fist ball just right.
I ain't shouting out no nigga fucking name but mine. Nigga got beef like a pool game, better aim the nine. You see the real back like it came with spines. Put a dollar on his head, bet that changed his mind. See the boy cold, look at me, you need snow goggles. Got a bad bitch, she twist blunts, that's a role model. I ain't really got a team, cuz niggas scared to pick me up like a broke bottle. Small shit, I don't sweat it, peel off in the caddy, white coat like a medic in the booth. I'm good, like white people credit, hit the blunt two times and pass it down like it's genetic. These niggas rapping like they nice inside, cause my future clearer than a Sprite. Plus I'm just keeping shit cool, that's where I gotta be the ice, that's where I gotta be, that's where I gotta be. I mean, who the fuck hot as me? I got the wheel and the can. I mean, who fucking with Dominique? Heavy bands, I mean, who fucking with Tommy Lee? Being broke ain't a joke, my life a comedy. Just give me a little room, cause even stars need space, that's astronomy. Cause when the whip slow down and you hear that slow jam, niggas better get low to the ground like Bobby V.
Team Allen Wishes, Cypher 1. All right, so on a scale from 1 to 5, 5 being the highest score you can give on this first cypher, we'll start with our DJ, DJ Sergeant Rock. What is your score?
Oh, man. I would have to give this. As far as all the different rappers rapping on it, you know what I'm saying? Most rappers sound better than the other rappers on this track. So I would have to give it a 3.
3? Okay.
Yeah,
I had to
give it 3.
All right, Miss Nat?
Yeah.
I was actually going to say the same thing, a 3. I mean, I don't think it was bad, and I don't think it was great. I think it was just okay. You know how some things I hear, I feel like it has like that wow factor. Like I wasn't I personally wasn't wowed by it because it didn't really keep my attention. But I don't think it was trash though either. You know, there was definitely some rappers who I thought was pretty all right. So I'm just gonna give it a 3.
Okay.
Right.
All right, tonight.
Oh man, I'm gonna give it a 3. Just because only like a certain one out this cypher. And you always going to have it because it's a cypher. It's not a song.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be looking for it as a song with the cypher. And, you know, certain ones was like mediocre rhyme and some of them was like, oh, shit, okay. I feel you, homeboy. And it was probably like, I'm going to give about 2, maybe 3 out this whole bunch I'm rocking with. But, yeah, I'm going with
3. All right. Okay. The guy, Hey Roo.
I mean, it was all right, man. You know, it was like local music. You know, niggas chilling, man, you know. And they little cypher doing their little thing, man. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, you know, I'm pretty much like everybody else, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, for where they at, for what they was doing, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, shit. It's what it was, man. You know, I keep it 100. Like, ain't gonna hate on none of them because I done heard some motherfuckers with like Grammys and shit, man. You know this. They cycles was trash. So,
right.
I mean, motherfuckers was on beat. They kept going. You know what I'm saying? Like,
<going.
laughs> if you don't rap, you ain't never rap, you ain't never tried to be in a cypher, then you don't know.
Oh, yeah.
That
right.
shit is like not the easiest shit to do.
No, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
For real.
Mine is thinking about the homie went before you and his shit was garbage.
Right. You got to top that.
Right. Before you, that nigga shit was fire and you like, I gotta step mine up, but now you can
right.
be rapping.
Right.
That
right.
and that shit.
That's right.
And then you catch that. You can say that one fucked up ass thing when you try to like rhyme something with something else, and it's like you in your head like I shouldn't have said that. Did it? Just, I mean, what it was, man. You know, they kept it going, man. I'll just keep it 100. I ain't gonna hate on them or nothing, man. I mean, it's like if I had to pay to listen to it, I'd have to ask for my dollar back or 99 cent or whatever. But I, you know, it was free.
Okay, so what's your score?
Right,
man. I'm gonna give it I ain't gonna give it no number. I'm gonna give it a thumbs up, man. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta give it a fucking number. You gotta give it a
damn.
Number.
Hey, man, I'm going to give it, what's the highest number? 10? 1
Five.
To 10?
5
is the highest number? I'm going to give it that 3, man. I'm going to put them right down the middle, man. I don't want the dudes to do it all right to feel like, you know, they getting the
right.
You
know, okay, part. So I'm giving them a 3, too, without a long explanation at all. Just give them a 3. And so that's going to give them a total of 15 points on this first cipher. Okay. And what we'll
right.
do is we'll listen to the other two on next Monday, and we'll decide which of the three was the best. Okay?
Right.
And,
right.
Yeah. So salute to you guys, you know, Team Aloysius, on the first cipher that you did. And so right now I would like to play this from Russell Peters. To the white people, because this is an important message to the white people, and I'm glad that I wasn't the one who said it. So, okay, we're going to play this and listen to it right now. Okay? Here we go.
Now, white folks, I hope you've enjoyed yourselves tonight so far. And now, I've talked about white people a lot already, and but I got to talk to you a little bit more, because I got to talk to you about your parenting skills. Every time I see it on the news, I get really irritated when I hear them. You shouldn't beat your children. Don't beat your kids. Talk to them. Give them a timeout. Beat the motherfuckers. That's what I'm trying to tell you. White folks, please beat your children, because non-white parents will beat their kids. Your dad's Puerto Rican, your mom's black. They must have whooped your ass for no reason sometimes, huh? Hey, son, come here. What's that for? I know you did some shit when I wasn't here. Mexican parents are doing it. Mira. They'll beat you, man. Indian parents aren't afraid to kill their kids if they have to. You know what I mean? We're the second largest population in the world. Reproduction's not a big deal. My dad's theory was if I get rid of one, I'll just make another one. Then I will tell the new one what an idiot the last one was. You gotta beat your kids, folks, please. And I know a lot of white people don't beat them, and I don't understand why you won't beat your kids. Please beat them. If you have kids and you haven't beaten them, when you go home tonight, shit, when you turn off this DVD, I want you to go into your kid's room and, hey, buddy, how you doing? Hey, sleeping? Yeah? Oh, that's good. Heaven, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whack! Just one, a little whack, you know? He's already...
Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke Summer sound effects on you?
Yes.
Cool. You okay with this?
Yes.
And this?
Yes.
And what about this? Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
White people, I didn't say that. I didn't say it. Russell Peters said it. Listen to Russell.
Beat your kids, goddammit. Hey, but you know what, though? You wonder why white people, you know, as a ratio, have more problems at their kids? Because they don't try to discipline them. They don't beat them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm speaking for me. I got my ass whooped back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, for real. Like, I got my ass whooped. And, you know, I can accredit to my disciplinary actions now from the disciplinary actions then. You know what I'm saying? White people don't do that. It's go in your room, Becky. Sit down, Junior. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm telling you, man, you know, he said a mouthful. You know what I'm saying? White people, you know what I'm saying? Learn to whip your kids, man. You know what I'm saying? So they'll be better disciplinarians. You know what I'm saying? For real. Beat them. Beat their motherfucking ass.
Kids ain't number two. Kids ain't number two. Okay. You got to beat these motherfuckers because they try you. They try you just because. They your fucking seed. You know what I'm saying? you know your kid is going to be bad or something like that because we was bad. We going to try shit. I'm going to try to goddamn
right.
jump off the sofa. I'm going to try. That going for any, that ain't just white people. Because I got friends
right.
that be 40 and over, 35 and over, and want to talk to their goddamn young-ass kid. You better beat them because once they start getting older and you can't beat them, they gonna really do more shit to your ass, and you gonna be sitting. Oh, I gotta go to jail. I gotta do this. I gotta do all this shit. But everybody, I don't care if you white, black, green, purple, beat them little motherfuckers.
It's funny because it's like the shit wasn't funny to me because like all of that little this person, that race, this group, that shit don't apply no more, man. You got these grown ass black chicks, man. They son like 5, talking about fuck you, bitch.
Yo,
you
right.
my phone bill,
right.
bitch.
Yep.
They be their mama.
I don't nobody
be
taking. They spoiled as fuck right now. Motherfucker talking about, I'm hungry. I'm cooking. No, bitch, cook now.
No, hell no. Well, how they living here?
And then she get up, talk about, well, what you want? What you hungry for? Like, man, it's
right.
dinner time. Where your homework at? I told you to be in this. sit your ass down somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't
right.
be not, you know, take off your good shirt. Don't be getting snot all over your good shirt. The jokes like that don't be funny no more. I mean, y'all, somebody said it earlier. This is the new bitches. So you can't even tell them kind of joke like, well, you know, you can tell the difference between this crime and that crime, but it's a white person or a black. Not no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
no.
Who did
no.
that, whether it's a woman or a man? Not no more. I seen a nigga doing the fire challenge in the shower. I wanted
right.
to beat up his daddy. Like your son set himself on fire to
on
get
fire.
Some life from white kids. Like on
like,
fire. Which motherfucker took lighter fluid, poured it on his body, lit it on fire, and stood in the fucking shower on some fire challenge? You tell
wow.
them, it's like
fucking
all
crazy.
Races is the same. Motherfuckers are stupid Americans. Stupid
right.
Americans.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. They ain't black, they ain't white,
they
stupid.
Put the phone down and pay attention to your kids.
Oh, okay, so y'all think we got time to play this game, or y'all want to wait till next week to play the game? It's on y'all.
It's 3 minutes.
Shit, let's play the game. Shit, what the fuck are we waiting next week for? Let's play this. Let's play this motherfucker.
Okay. Sergeant Rock has spoken. Okay, so I'm gonna divide y'all up into teams, and I'm gonna
Uh-oh.
Make a captain. For your teams. Okay, so I'm gonna split this up. Okay, I'm gonna put Miss Nat and DJ Sergeant Rock together. And
oh,
I'm gonna
shit.
Put Snipe
okay.
and the God Heyru together. Okay?
Okay.
So you guys are all partners. All right?
Okay.
So
bye.
I'm gonna pick Sergeant Rock is gonna be Mrs. Nat. Captain on her team, and Snipe, you'll be the captain on your team. And so what you have to do is this. Okay, I'm gonna give you like a topic or something. Say I may say let me see name like three different. Okay, so if I say, listen.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I tell you to give me like brands of laundry soap. So what your captain will do will say, my partner can name 7 brands of laundry soap.
Oh God!
So the
God
next
damn.
Team, the next team will have to say, well. My partner can name 8. And if the other team wants to challenge that, then that partner has to give me those 8 brands of laundry in 30 seconds. But it's not going to be that
wow.
number, but I'm just saying. So that's do y'all understand it?
Yeah, we get it.
I don't know. Okay.
We don't know how we're going to do this shit. We don't know how we're going to do this shit, but we get it.
Okay. Okay, so this is what I want y'all to give me. I want you to give me other names for butt. Okay?
For butt.
Other names for butt.
For butt.
For B-U-T-T. All right. Butt.
My team can name four.
Okay. Four? Okay.
My team can name five.
Okay. Okay.
Now, Rock. Rock.
My team can name six then.
Mine can name
like,
seven.
My team can name eight.
Wait a minute.
I gotta hear them eight. Okay, challenge. Okay. So now, Ms. Nat, you have to give me eight different words.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
For butt. And you have 30 seconds.
Oh.
Okay,
so
your time is gonna start. Are you ready?
Right.
Yes, I'm ready.
Right now. Go.
Okay. Ass, tush, donkey, pancake.
Wow. The clock is ticking.
Round.
Team can name five.
Mhm. Mine can name seven.
Mm. All right. Well, we got to hear this.
Challenge. All right, the guy hey, Rue, you have to give me seven brands of gum.
You talking about brand names or types of gum?
Well, like brands of gum.
Okay,
here we go. Wait, hold on. Now, go.
Mm-hmm. Double Mint, Bubblicious, Spearmint, Peppermint, Strawberry, Double Bubble.
Man. You said Peppermint.
Baseball card gun. Shit, man. Motherfucking bubblegum ice cream.
Oh my god. Okay.
You said peppermint.
I heard five that was actually right. I didn't give him the peppermint, but I did give him the one with the baseball player. I think it's Hubba Bubba or something like that. But I didn't know what he was talking about. So, okay, so that gives the Guy Hey Ruth team two. If they get one more, then they will be our winners for tonight. And you guys need to step it up now. You need to step it up because you're losing. Okay, so.
God damn.
Well, let's just do this.
Maybe we should have played this game. We should have played this game next week.
Okay, so since we just talked about it, let's do brands of laundry soap. Okay? Brands of laundry soap.
All right. Now, I know for sure. I know for sure my team can name five.
Okay.
I want to hear them five.
Okay. Miss Mack, do your stuff. Do your stuff, Miss Mack.
I got this. I got this.
All right, hold on one second. Here we go. And go.
Okay. Gain, Purex, Tide. Arm & Hammer, Cheer, Wool Light.
Okay, you got your five.
You got it, y'all.
I know it. Okay,
hey, good going, Miss Mac.
Okay.
Good going, Miss Mac. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right, you guys. So, the God Hey Ruth team has two, and DJ Sergeant Rock team has one. And we're about to get into a different challenge here. Okay, let's see. What haven't we done yet on this list? Okay, let's go with cakes. Like different types of cakes.
My team can name eight.
Okay.
Mine can name nine.
Let's hear it.
Challenge. Hey, Ru, you ready for these?
Yes.
Okay, let's roll with it. And go.
Chocolate, strawberry, devil food cake, angel food cake, pound cake, pineapple upside down cake, ice cream cake, birthday cake.
birthday cake,
green mint cake, motherfucking green mint cake, motherfucking then and
You did not make it to the finish line. You did not make it.
Man, that was just now right there.
We're
going to have to do the playback, man.
Cake and some birthday cake. We took my name cake. You couldn't name strawberry cake. You couldn't name strawberry cake. Lemon cake.
You didn't say flavors of cake. You said kinds of cake.
You know damn well I went to my no birthday cake. Hey,
man,
I'm gonna give you the birthday cake. It still was only eight. It was only eight total that you said, even with the birthday cake. So now you guys are tied. And this is the tiebreaker. Okay.
We all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Hey, we run this shit, Miss Nat. We run this shit. You know what I'm saying?
We
run this shit.
We got this.
Okay.
Man, I don't even be thinking about no damn. When I think about cake,
okay.
I be thinking about
time. Time of fruit. Okay? Kinds of fruit.
Kinds of fruit. All right, well,
okay,
off the bat, you know what I'm saying? I know my team can name 10.
Okay.
Out
the gate. Yes.
Okay.
Off the gate.
Out the gate.
Okay.
30 seconds.
Come on, let's go. What's next? Come on, let's get it.
Come on.
Y'all tell us y'all what.
They ain't going to tell us that one.
Come on. What y'all going to do? 10 out of 10.
What
bank.
You going to do?
Ooh, we want to hear them 10.
Okay. Okay.
I got you. I'm ready. Wait, now I got to start it over because you weren't ready.
Okay.
And go.
Okay. Avocado, strawberry, grapefruit, papaya, pineapples, mango, apples, pears, lemon, apricots, bananas.
Okay,
you got your tea, girl. Trio.
Okay. So
that was a fun game.
Thunder Rock and Miss Nat wins the game, y'all. Okay. So we're gonna get ready to get out of here. Thank you everybody who tuned in tonight to listen to Real Talk Roundtable. We're here every Monday at 9 PM. Except the Mondays we take off or some bullshit come up. But, you know, we'll let you know what happens. It's real out here.
Okay.
We're gonna get out of here on some of this Dog Boy Show enough, and we'll see y'all next week.
I like
how you.
Me with who? Well, for real, man. Look, my baby mom on some dumb shit. My main girl on some dumb shit. My side girl on some sprung shit. I just wanna be alone with a feel for Remy. Meet a couple women, watch them eat each other while I whip the Bentley. This rollie on me feeling like a Emmy. The shooter yellow got this liquor in me. I love my niggas, keep my brother with me. I know they never let no suckers near me. Keep some money on me, keep that 40 on me. Don't be broken, you put the nigga, you don't know me. You better tell your people they don't know me. They gon' get to know me when I pull the semi. They gon' get to know me when I pull a semi. Get it, get it. Get it out till you get enough. Give a dick such a hiccup. Call a plug for the pickup. Bustin' the brick up. Bustin' your bitch up. Nigga, don't get it mixed up. This buzzer be lighting my wrist up. Get it, get it. Get it, get it, get it, get it. Get it out till you get enough. Call a plug for the pickup. Get it, get it. Get it, get it, get it. Give a dick such a hiccup. This buzzer be lighting my wrist. By the little cash, would have been mad if I bought that ass. Never find a realer nigga, better man. I stand up in that pussy, grip that ass. Use the coach, you threw it while you suck the dick. Used to run my fingers through your hands, shit. Now you're gone, I still got a check. Now you're gone, I still got a check. Diamonds clear, that's a bottle of water. I just bought a Nova Color bacon soda. I just bought the freaky down on the sofa, bust the bell and told my nigga roll a Doja. I'm in a bad mood. Fuck it, yo, I'm in a bag move. I make the bag move. Load up the scrap, make a jack move. Get it, get it. Get it out till you get enough. Give a dick such a hiccup. Call the plug for the pickup. Bustin' the brick up. Bustin' your bitch up. Nigga, don't get it mixed up. This buzzer be lighting my wrist up. Get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it. Get it out till you get enough. Call the plug for the pickup. Get it, get it, get it, get it, get it. Give a dick such a hiccup. This buzzer be lighting my wrist up.
we out this motherfucker. See y'all next Monday.
Trio.
Straight like that.